Compressing the connectivity of triangular meshes has recently been the subject of intense study, and compact representations have been proposed. Many polygonal models, such as this Triceratops mesh, are initially not triangulated. In fact, standard meshes contain a surprisingly small number of triangles, here shown in red. The dominating mesh element is a quadrangle, or quadrilateral. But pentagons, hexagons, and higher degree faces are also common. This is a case for a number of well-known meshes in computer graphics, such as the Galien model, the Cessna model, the Beethoven bust, the Sandal, and others. The entire model collection from Viewpoint Data Labs contains meshes with a low triangle count. There are several reasons not to triangulate a mesh before compressing it. Triangulating a model prior to compression not only modifies the original data, typically it doubles the number of faces and increases the number of corners by 50%. These mesh features often have normals, colors, and other associated properties. These properties need to be replicated, which makes encoding them significantly more expensive. Many polygon meshes also contain structural information that classifies groups of faces into logical units. Such structures establish a mapping between meaningful parts of a real-world object and the faces in the model that represent it. The meat cuts on the cow model and the classification on the teapot model were created by us. But here are the color-coded group structures as they are present in our example meshes. Often this information is used to attach material properties to groups of faces. Encoding such structures on a model has not been addressed by any previously reported compression scheme. For models that are composed of several unconnected mesh components, such as the sails of this galleon, the group structure is partially captured through the component structure. But whenever the faces of a single component belong to more than one group, such as in the body of the galleon, there is structural information that needs to be captured in some other way. FaceFixer is the first compression scheme that is designed to encode polygon meshes in their native polygonal representation. Previous approaches to reconstruct the original polygon information compress a triangulated version of the input and then mark the set of edges that needs to be removed to recover the polygons. Finally, an example run that illustrates how FaceFixer encodes the connectivity of a polygon mesh. The algorithm starts with a boundary that is initially defined around an arbitrary mesh edge. An active gate is a distinguished edge on the boundary at which the boundary is updated. If the active gate is adjacent to an unprocessed face, the boundary is extended around this face. Otherwise, the active gate is adjacent to another boundary edge, with which it is fixed together. This can split the boundary into two loops, which are then processed one after the other. A stack is used to temporarily buffer boundaries. Each of the possible boundary updates is encoded with a different label, which makes the entire process invertible. The number of labels equals the number of edges in the mesh. A superface, which is used to encode group structures in the mesh, is processed like a large face. After including a superface into the boundary, its interior is first encoded in its entirety before the algorithm continues on the remaining mesh. The sequence of labels can then be encoded by minimum entropy encoding, such as arithmetic encoding.